praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercy. Thank you for your interventions in our lives and situations. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings we have received in so many ways. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the opportunities you have been sending into our lives. Thank you for breakthroughs we have experienced. Thank you for destroying the agenda of the kingdom of darkness that were against us. Thank you, Lord, for giving us great peace and joy in our souls. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for turning our darkness into light. Thank you for making ways for us where it appears there are no ways. Thank you, Father. Thank you for helping us to become the kind of person you want us to be. Thank you for teaching us to trust you. Thank you for teaching us to believe in you, to depend on you. Thank you for teaching us to live our lives for you and not for ourselves. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the testimonies many of us have because of your faithful commitment to this ministry. And we thank you for greater testimonies we will have because you remain faithful. You never change. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, we have come before you again this evening, this night, this midnight, to seek your face, to call upon your name, to tell you our desires and requests. Oh Lord, show us your mercy. Help us from your throne. Help us, Father. Do new things in our lives so that everyone can learn who you are through our lives, through our testimonies. Do great things in our lives so that the whole world can see your glory and praise you. Let it be so, Father. In Jesus' name, have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome you once again to the Lord's presence. We are going to have some time to worship the Lord with songs. And after that, we will be praying with prayer points. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Oh God, hear the cry of your people. Oh God, as we call on your name. Oh God, as we pray, hey, oh God, hear the cry of your people. Oh God, as we call on your name, oh God, reveal your glory as we pray. Hey, oh God, hear the cry of your people. Oh God, as we call on your name, oh God, reveal your glory as we pray. Hey, as we pray, we give you All the glory we give you, honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory, Jesus. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord, blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh, Lord. Have your way. In our midst, have your way, Lord, as we pray, have your way, as we worship, have your way, Lord, Jesus, have your way, Holy Spirit, have your way, Lord, right now. Have your way, oh Lord, have your way. Thank you, thank you, Lord, We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Father, we declare, Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. We are grateful, oh Lord, we are grateful, oh Lord, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. From east to west, there is no other God. From north to south, I say there is no other God. There is no other God from east to west. There is no other God from north to south. I say there is no other God. Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna, King of Glory. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
God will lift up your name.
God will lift up your name. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest.
We lift up your name.
God, we lift up your name. We lift you up. With a heart full of praise, with a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. For you are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. For you are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. High above, Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. High above, Father, hallelujah, I am a Father. Yes, Lord. Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I am a Father. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto Jesus be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord, unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord, unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do. All to the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless His name. Adore Him. Magnify Him. Worship Him. Glorify Him, praise Him, praise the King of glory, praise the King of kings, praise the Most High God, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles, praise the One who was and is to come, praise the Rock of Israel, the Rock of Ages, the bright and morning star, the One who creates all things. He is the creator of the whole universe. Worship Him, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Worship Him. Praise Him. He is your Redeemer, your Savior, your Deliverer, your Helper, your Restorer. Worship Him. Praise Him, for there is none like Him. No one can do the things He does. No one can take His place. He alone is the Lord. He alone is the Lord. He alone is the Almighty. He alone shall reign forever. He alone lives forever. And everyone else that have eternal life, they got it from Him. Worship Him. We praise You, Father. We praise You for who You are. We praise You, for You do not change. You do not lie. You do not fail. You remain the same forever. You remain merciful forever. You remain faithful forever. You remain powerful forever. You remain strong forever. You remain terrible forever. You remain the Lord forever. All power belongs to You. Your dominion is over all things. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Father. We worship You, El Shaddai. We worship You, Elohim. We worship You, El Elyon. We worship You, Adonai. Blessed be Your holy name. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. We are going to thank God with prayers. Yeah. We have been having some network issues. So if at a point you can't hear my voice very clear, let me know in the comment section. Yeah, if my voice begins to break, let me know so that I can try and do something that might solve it. Yeah, we trust the Lord to give us the best network coverage. So as I said earlier, we're going to thank God with some prayers. Firstly, you're going to say, Father, thank You for loving me so much that You care for me. You're going to say, Father, thank You for loving me so much that You care for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Say, Father, thank You for loving me so much that You care for me. Thank You, Father. for caring for me. Thank you for taking good care of me. Thank you, Lord, for providing for my needs. Thank you, Lord, for helping my helpless situations. Thank you, Lord, for providing me with strength when I was weak. Thank you for encouraging me when I appeared to be discouraged. Thank you, Lord, for supporting me when I needed support. Thank you for making all things work together for my good. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for raising up helpers because of me. Thank you for commanding people, even strangers, to help me. Thank you, Lord, for caring so much for me. Thank you for caring so much for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank God. You're going to say, Father, thank you for not allowing the attacks of the enemy to succeed over my life. You're going to say, Father, thank you for not allowing the attacks of the enemy to succeed over my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for not allowing the attacks of the enemy to succeed over my life. Even the deadly attacks of the enemy, the dangerous attacks of the enemy, did not prevail over me. As you have written in your word, you said, no weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. Thank you, Lord, for fulfilling that scripture in my life. Because the attacks the enemy brought did not succeed, did not prevail over me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. The arrows the enemy fired at me did not succeed. The evil arrows of the kingdom of darkness that were fired against my family did not succeed. Thank you for returning the arrows back to their senders. Thank you for frustrating the agenda of the enemy concerning my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, We have given him thanks. And lastly, you're going to thank God. You're going to say, Father, thank you for solving difficult problems in my life. Problems that there's no way I would have solved them with my own strength and wisdom. But you stepped in and you solved them for me. Say, Father, thank you for solving difficult problems in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Because even you know that there's no way you would have solved those problems with your own wisdom. But God came and solved them for you. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. Say, thank you, Lord, for solving difficult problems in my life. Difficult problems that were beyond my own strength to solve, beyond my own intelligence and wisdom to solve. Thank you, Lord, for solving these problems. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, with all the power in your kingdom, visit my life tonight. You're going to say, Father, with all the power in your kingdom, with all your angelic forces, visit my life tonight and change my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray. Say, Father, with all your power, with all the power in your kingdom, visit my life tonight. Visit my life and change my life. Change my life. Change my situations. Change my life. Visit my life, O Lord, with all your angelic forces. My life and change my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. With your right hand raised up, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost take over the atmosphere of my environment right now. You're going to say, violent fire of the Holy Ghost take over the atmosphere of my environment right now, for the will of God to prevail, for the will of God to come to pass. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost take over my environment. Open your mouth and pray like that. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. So let the fire of the Holy Ghost take over the atmosphere of my environment. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost take over the atmosphere of the environment I am right now, for the will of God to prevail, for the will of God to manifest right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. If you like, you can raise up your hand still. But if you like, you can decide not to raise up your hand for this next prayer. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every monitoring eye of darkness be blindfolded right now. Every monitoring eye of the enemy watching over my life, let that eye be blindfolded by fire of the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say in the name of Jesus, let every evil eye monitoring my life day and night, every evil eye monitoring the affairs of my life, let them go blind right now by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let them go blind. Let them go blind. Let them go blind right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Let them go blind. Let them go blind. Every witchcraft high watching over my life for evil, watching over the affairs of my life for evil, let them go blind right now. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost blindfold such eyes. Thank you, Lord, right now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every demonic gadget and instrument that is being used to monitor my life be consumed right now. Every demonic gadget, demonic mirror, demonic pot, every demonic computers, demonic calabash that are being used to monitor my life, let them be consumed right now by fire of the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray like that. Nehashe jete ketesh nevala. Nehasa shande tesh negala. Let them be consumed right now by fire of the Holy Ghost. Every demonic instrument, witchcraft instrument, every computer gadget, demonic computers, demonic mirrors that are being used to watch over my life, to monitor my going out and coming in, to monitor the progress of my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all. 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 Consume them all right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You need to know that some mosquitoes, I believe some of you are familiar with mosquitoes. Some mosquitoes, they are not ordinary mosquitoes. Some cockroaches, they are not from this world. Some insects, they are not from this head. They are witchcraft creatures. You know all those animals or insects that you can easily find in the house, in the environment. Some of them, they are not as they appear to be. Some of them, they are working for Satan. So Satan are using them as surveillance agents. So they are to monitor everything going on in your life. So it's possible that some of these creatures are in your house, that you even see them, but you think there's nothing wrong with having this kind of insects in the house. If God can open your eyes, you know that they are not ordinary insects or creatures. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every creature of darkness in my environment that Satan is using against my life. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every creature of darkness in my environment, in my house, in my building, that Satan is using against me, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Whether they are visible or invisible, whatever they are, right now, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all. Destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, every creature of darkness, creature from hell, that have been mobilized into my environment, into my building, into my apartment, to do evil. Let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. Whatever they are, however they look like, visible or invisible, let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you need to understand that whenever the Holy Spirit is leading us to pray specific prayers like this, is because He wants to do deliverance in your life. Yeah, another thing I want to talk about is that the kingdom of darkness can have samples of things that pertain to you. And because they have a sample of those things, they are able to penetrate into your life. Yeah, they might have a sample of your blood. You know, just as when the doctors want you to run some tests, they take your blood sample. Yeah. The same way the enemy, they take samples of things that pertains to you, so that through it they can be able to gain access into your life. Yeah. Now you might be asking, how come do we have a sample of things that pertains to me? Yeah. They can have those samples through many ways. Yeah. In fact, there are demonic mosquitoes that can take your blood sample. You know, mosquitoes, they suck blood. They can take your blood sample to the realm of darkness. They have ways of collecting samples. Yeah, they can take, you know, there are demons in the toilet. I believe you know that. There are demons that walk inside the toilet. Yeah. So when you go to the toilet, they can take samples of things that belongs to you. Yeah, I know some of you might not have heard about what I'm saying right now, but I'm telling you spiritual realities. Yeah. So there are several ways they can have your samples. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire of the Holy Ghost enter into every realm of darkness and destroy every sample of things that pertains to me, the enemy is using against my life. Say, let the fire of the Holy Ghost enter into realms of darkness and destroy samples of things that pertains to me, that are being used to attack me. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost enter there and destroy those samples. Open your mouth and pray like that. Even if you don't understand, just pray. This is what the Holy Spirit wants us to pray. So pray. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into realms of witchcraft, realms of darkness. Destroy every sample of things that pertains to me that are being used to attack me, that are being used to oppress me. Destroy those samples. I believe you're praying. Yeah. We have some men that the kingdom of darkness have samples of their semen, their sperms, because they committed sexual sins like masturbation, sexual sins like fornication. Yeah, so the enemy was able to collect samples. Yeah, those type of samples. Continue to pray. The fire of the Holy Ghost enter into every realm of darkness and destroy whatever samples of things that pertain to me they are using to attack me. They are using to stop my progress, to stop the fulfillment of my destiny. Destroy them all in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost. Destroy every covenant I unknowingly made with darkness. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every covenant I made with darkness, ignorantly, that is now affecting my life, that is now limiting my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. This is not the time to sleep. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Every covenant I made with darkness, ignorantly. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all. Every covenant I made with idols, ignorantly. Every covenant I made with demons, ignorantly, that is now affecting my life. Affecting my calling, affecting my destiny. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You need to know that your voice is a weapon in spiritual warfare. Your voice is a weapon. So that is why when you are praying spiritual warfare prayers, you have to speak out. You have to speak out. In fact, you have to speak out very loud. Sometimes very aggressive. You have to pray with aggressiveness, with hunger, with holy hunger. Yeah, that is how to pray spiritual warfare prayers. Yeah, because your voice and your shout is a weapon in the realm of the spirit. Yeah. So when you are fighting in the realm of the spirit, you don't speak slowly, you don't speak quietly. or you don't keep quiet. That's not how to fight in the realm of that, in the realm of the spirit. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to speak out words that will change my life. Help me to speak out words that will bring me victories. Help me to stop speaking words that the enemy will use against me. Help me to always speak words that will lead to my breakthroughs and victories and deliverance. Oh Lord, help me to speak like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, help me to always speak words that are positive, words that carry fire, words that carry authority, words that carry faith. Help me to always speak those words in the name of Jesus. Help me to shut my mouth whenever words that are negative want to come out of my mouth. Help me to shut my mouth whenever words that are negative, words that will damage my life, words that the enemy will use against me. Whenever such words want to come out of my mouth, oh Lord, shut my mouth up. In the name of Jesus, help me to speak only words that carry fire, words that carry grace, words that carry power, words that are full of faith, words that are full of authority, words that are full of dominion. Help me to speak only those words in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that whenever you're about to speak negative utterances that will damage your life and destiny, the Holy Ghost will shut you up in the name of Jesus. We are still praying. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God terminate the agenda of darkness to reshape my future for evil. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God terminate the agenda of hell, the agenda of darkness, to reshape my future, to redesign my future for evil. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Let the hunger of God terminate them. Let the hunger of God terminate them. Let the hunger of God terminate every agenda of the dark kingdom to give me another future that is not in Jesus for me. Every plan of the realm of darkness to give me another future that is contrary to the will of God for my life. Let the anger of God terminate them now. In the name of Jesus, let the anger of God terminate them now. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying. Raise up your right hand to pray that prayer. Let the anger of God terminate every agenda of the kingdom of darkness, every activity of the kingdom of darkness that is going on to give me another future that is not in Jesus for me. Right now, let the anger of God terminate them all. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, reveal the greatness of you in my life and situations to shame my enemies. You're going to say, Father, reveal the greatness of you in my life and situations to shame my scoffers, my enemies. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, reveal the greatness of you in my life. Reveal the greatness of you in my life. Reveal the greatness of you in my life. To shame my enemies. To shame the kingdom of darkness. To shame those that are mocking me. To shame those that are speaking wrong about me. Reveal the greatness of you in my life. To shame those that are mocking your name in my life. Reveal the greatness of you in my life. To shame those that are attacking me day and night. Oh Lord, reveal the greatness of you. Reveal the greatness of you in my life and situations to shame my enemies. Reveal the greatness of you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The Bible told us that when the Lord turned away the captivity of Zion, they were like they that dream. God is going to fulfill that scripture in your life. God is going to do things in your life that you'll be asking yourself if you are actually dreaming. Yeah, if you are actually dreaming or you are not. Do you believe God is going to do that? If you believe You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, turn away my captivities with your mighty hand. Put an end to my captivity such that I will be surprised, such that everyone around me will be surprised. Oh Lord, put an end to my captivities. Put an end to my limitations. Turn away my captivities. Open your mouth and pray like that. I believe you're praying. Say, Lord, turn away my captivity with your mighty hand. Turn away my captivity with your mighty hand. Put an end to my limitations in such a way that both I and everyone around me will be shocked and surprised. Say, oh Lord, put an end to my limitations. Put an end to my captivities in such a way that everyone will be shocked. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, that scripture is in Psalm 126. Psalm 126 verse 1, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. So which means they were not expecting that God will move in that way. Yeah. Many of you, you believe God, but you are not expecting that God will move in some ways in your life. You feel like that would be too much. Yeah, but that is how God wants to move in your case. You want to move in a way that is beyond your expectations. You want to move in a way that is beyond what your mind can fathom. That is how God wants to help you. He wants to help you beyond your imaginations. So which means you have to have a kind of faith that is ready to receive something greater than your imaginations. Because that is what God wants to do for you now. So your faith must rise. Yeah, because God is not going to is not going to limit himself. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I am ready for the mighty things you want to do in my life at this time. Say, Lord, I am ready. Visit my life. Touch my life. And do them. Say, Lord, I am ready for the mighty things you want to do in my life at this time. Oh Lord, visit my life and do them. In the name of Jesus, I'll begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, I am ready. Say, Lord, my faith is ready to receive unusual blessings, uncommon helps, unusual divine interventions, unusual divine visitations. Say, Lord, my faith is ready to receive the mighty things you have in mind for me at this time. Oh Lord, visit me and do them. Visit me and do them. I believe you're praying. Visit me and do them. My heart is ready to receive great manifestations from you that are beyond my expectations. Visit me and do them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I pray for you that the Lord of hosts, who is so mighty in this ministry, shall touch your life and do great things. You know, even though your faith might be shaking, I decree that the Lord of hosts, who is mighty in this ministry, shall visit your life and do great things in your life. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' name. But we are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let every seed of sin in my life that is hiding be exposed and uprooted. For instance, there was a sin, there was a seed of rebellion inside of Peter. But he didn't know that he had tendencies in him to deny Jesus. Yeah, because he hadn't been exposed to the situation, to the difficult situation that would bring up that nature in him. He didn't know that he had that nature in him to deny Jesus. It was when he was exposed to the dark situation. So it was that situation that brought out that nature in him. Yeah. So the same way many Christians have hidden nature of wickedness and sin and unrighteousness in them. Yeah, but because they have not yet been exposed to the situation and event that will expose that nature, they thought they are good. They thought they have no problem. Yeah. So you are going to pray. It is better to have prayed ahead. Yeah. If not that Jesus prayed for Peter, Peter would not have returned back to Jesus after denying him. Pride would not let him. He will feel like, how will I go back to the same person that I publicly denied? Yeah, he would have gotten lost forever. But because Jesus had prayed for him before that time, that was why that was what made him to not get lost forever. So you're going to pray. So this prayer you're going to pray now is going to help you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let every hidden seed of sin in my life, hidden nature of sin in my life, be exposed to me and let them be uprooted by your mighty hand. What sin does is that sin is going to disgrace you. That is what sin does. Sin brings shame and disgrace. Yeah, it's better that God exposed that sin to you when no one else is there, and then you deal with it, than when devil now use that sin to disgrace you in the public. So you are going to say, Father, expose every hidden seed of sin in my life and uproot them. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Expose. If you hear what some pastors are doing, you'll be shocked. Now, is it this same pastor that ministered in a powerful way yesterday that is now doing this today? You'll be shocked. It is because they have not dealt with the hidden seed of sin in their lives. Say, oh Lord, expose and uproot every hidden seed of sin, hidden nature of sin in my life that is going to disgrace me. Oh Lord, uproot them now. Uproot them now. Expose them to me. Uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. Hidden nature of pride. Hidden nature of self-centeredness. Hidden nature of anger, bitterness. Hidden nature of lust and sexual immoralities. Hidden nature of greed, covetousness. Oh Lord, expose them to me and uproot them from my life right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. You are going to pray like this. You are going to say, Father, and destroy every mind in me that is causing limitation in my life. Some people, they are the one limiting their own destinies. because of the kind of mind that they have in their brain. You're going to say, Father, destroy every mind in me, every mindset in me that is bringing limitations upon my life and destiny. Destroy such mind. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Oh Lord, destroy every mind in me, every mindset, every mentality in me that is the reason for my limitations, that is the cause of my limitations. Destroy them. Destroy them. Thank you, Lord. Destroy them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Every mindset in me that is the cause of limitations in my life, oh Lord, destroy them. Give me the right mind that will move my life forward. Give me the right mind that will move my destiny forward. Give me the right mind that will move me forward in every area of my life. Give me the right mind in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we have people that they are trusting God for marriage, for marital breakthrough. They are trusting God that God will give them the right partner that they will marry. Yeah, but up to now, they have not found the right person. Yeah, and they think devil is the problem. They think Satan is the problem. Yeah, but some of them don't know that God is the one that is not giving them the right person. Yeah. And the reason why God is not doing that is because they themselves have problems with their attitude and character. Yeah. So which means they themselves, they are not yet ready for the person God wants to give them. Yeah, and that is why God has not given them that person yet. Yeah, so if there are issues in your character and attitude, God can limit you by himself. Yeah, because many times we're always praying against witchcraft, Satan, demons. Sometimes the problem is not from Satan and demons. The problem, should I say, is from God, because God doesn't cause problems. I would say the limitation is from God and not from the devil. Yeah, so it's not only devil that causes limitations. Even God causes limitations. Yeah, I don't know if anyone have told you that even God causes limitations when he sees that we are not ready for what we are asking him to do. He will make sure that you don't get it. Yeah, because he doesn't want to destroy your life. Yeah. So God will prefer that you don't get those things. Because if you get them prematurely, you are going to suffer. Yeah. Or you're going to turn against God. And God will have to judge you. Yeah, either of the two. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me the right attitude and character that will qualify me for the next level you have prepared for me, for the next height you have prepared for me. Lord, give me the right attitude. Change my attitude. Transform my character. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, transform my character. Transform my attitude into the right attitude that will make me worthy of the next height you have prepared for me. Change my attitude, change my character into the kind of character that will make me deserve the next height you have prepared for me. In the name of Jesus, refine my character. Lord, refine my character. Transform my character. Transform my attitude so that I will be worthy of the next things you want to do in my life. The next great things, the next glorious things you want to do in my life. I want to be worthy of those things. Lord, make me worthy. Give me the right character. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, one of the problems in holiness churches, what I mean by holiness churches, is that I'm referring to churches that they emphasize so much on living a righteous life. I'm referring to churches that they emphasize so much on dressing decently, moderately, dressing in a way that you don't seduce others, you don't lead others to sin. Yeah, so some of you know such churches. And as good as what they stand for is, yeah, because even here in this ministry we stand for holiness, yeah, but some of those churches have problems with self-righteousness. Yeah. And they so much focus on the devil, on doing things that will not allow devil to attack them. Like they are living a holy life so that Satan will not attack them. That is wrong. Yeah, we don't live holy lives because of Satan. Yeah, we live holy lives because of God. Yeah, so some of them, the focus is so much on Satan. I'm not using worldly things because I don't want demons to have access into my life. Which is true, but that should not be the focus. Yeah, because It is not Satan that set that is the foundation of righteousness. God is the foundation, is the founder of righteousness. Yeah. So when we do wrong, God is the one that is affected, that is offended first, not Satan. Yeah. So some of them, when they want to pray, they first think about, thank God, today I did not commit any sin. I did not do this, I did not do that. Yeah, so when I pray right now, no devil will stop my prayer from answering. So their focus is on Satan, getting rid of Satan. Yeah, because they don't want to have any issue with demons and Satan. So because they feel like committing sin is all about getting rid of Satan. I mean, not committing sin is all about getting rid of Satan and getting rid of the accusations that comes from Satan. But that is a wrong way to live in a holy life. Yeah, the right way to holiness is to focus on God, to focus on pleasing God, not on avoiding issues with Satan, or not on trying to get rid of demons from your life, because you know that sin brings demons, which is true. But that is not why we are fighting sin. We are not fighting sin because of demons, but because we want to please God. Yeah, because it is God that is offended every time we sin. Yeah, so that is some of the errors that is in many holiness churches. So their focus is on the enemy. So they are always fighting the enemy. They are always conscious of the enemy. They are not conscious of God. They don't care how God feels about many issues in their lives. Yeah. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, fill me with the consciousness of your presence. The consciousness that will make me see myself as standing before your presence all the time. The consciousness that will make me aware that you are watching me all the time. Lord, fill me with that consciousness. Fill me with that consciousness. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, fill me with the consciousness that you are watching me always. Fill me with the consciousness of your presence. The consciousness that everything I do affects you first before any other. Fill me with such consciousness so that I will not sin against you. So that I will not offend you. Fill me with the consciousness of your presence. The consciousness of the fact that you are watching my actions, watching my thoughts, watching my character, watching my lifestyle. Lord, fill me with that consciousness in every day of my life, so that I will not sin against you. Fill me with the consciousness that my life is before you always, Simon, with the consciousness of your fear. Simon, with the consciousness to fear you and to honor you with my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me a mind that is humble. A mind that does not magnify myself. A mind that does not exalt myself. Lord, fill me with such mind. For this is the only mind that can receive things from you. Lord, fill me with a mind that is humble. Fill me with a mind that is humble. Give me a mind that is humble. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. The Bible says that God resists the proud. And then he gives grace to the humble. Greatness is not for the proud. I believe you know that. Greatness is not for the proud. The proud can pray for 100 days. God will not answer that prayer. Because God resists the proud. So, oh Lord, give me a mind that is humble. Give me a mind that does not magnify myself. Give me a mind that does not exalt myself. Lord, give me such mind. For I know that only such mind can receive things from you. Give me such a mind that does not think of myself as something big, something great. Lord, give me a mind that is humble. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray? Only a humble Christian can serve God acceptably. There are so many services we render to God that are not acceptable. Yeah, it is when some of us manage to enter heaven and when God is sharing the rewards for our services. I mean those services we did for him on earth. That is when many Christians will see that things they did for 30 years for God were not acceptable. Yeah, that is when they will realize that many of the things they did for God were not acceptable. Yeah, because they did it with a proud heart. Yeah, because they did not do it with humility. They did it just to show themselves. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Only an humble Christian can serve God acceptably. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, Father, help me to humble myself so that my services and worship can be acceptable in your sight. So Lord, help me to humble myself, even so that my giving, because giving is part of your worship, even so that my giving can be acceptable in your sight. It is when it is acceptable that it will be rewardable. Begin to talk to God like that. Say, oh Lord, help me to humble myself so that my service to you will be acceptable and rewardable. Help me to humble myself. Fill me with humility so that everything I do for you will be acceptable. So that my labor for your kingdom will be acceptable. Fill me with humility. Yeah, the difference between philanthropists and those that give to in the kingdom of God, those that give their substance to God, is humility. Your philanthropist, they do what they do to show the world that they helped people. They donated these millions, they donated that to this one, to that one. So that is why they do that. The Bible says they already have their reward because they do those things to show that they help this one, they help that one. But that is not so in the kingdom of God. For your sacrifices to be acceptable, you must be humble. Otherwise, it might be acceptable on head. You might think they are acceptable on head because your pastor was excited and he encouraged you. But God knows the heart from which you did those things. Yeah, God knows the heart behind. He knows the motive behind those things. And He will reward that heart. Talk to God, say, Lord, help me, teach me to be humble so that my worship and services and sacrifices can be acceptable and rewardable in your presence. In the name of Jesus. People can like your ministry. People can comment. They can, react. But the question is heaven doing the same? Is heaven doing the same? In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me a living example of your righteousness on earth. Say, Father, make me a living example of your righteousness on earth. Make me a living example of the fact that a man can live a holy life on earth. Make me a living example of the fact that a man can overcome sin and please God on earth. Lord, make me such a living example. I'll open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Christians are supposed to be examples that we show sinners that holiness is possible. We are supposed to be examples that we show the people in the world that holiness is possible, that righteousness is possible, that pleasing God is possible, that living a Christ-like lifestyle is possible. So we are meant to be examples. Say, oh Lord, make me a living example that we show the world that living a righteous life is possible. Make me a living example that we show the world that living a holy life is possible. Make me a living example that we show the world that living an obedient life is possible. Make me a living example that we show the world that living a life of love, a life of true love, sacrificial love, is possible. Lord, make me such an example in the name of Jesus. I want the world to learn righteousness, to learn faith, to learn holiness through my life. Help me, O God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Some time ago, I said, I did a teaching. I don't know if it was in form of a video or in form of an article, where I said that the same power that the same power that conquers sin is the same power that heals the sick. The same power that produces holiness, not fake holiness. I mean true holiness. Holiness both in the physical and in your heart. Holiness on the outside and on the inside. The same power that produces true holiness is the same power that heals the sick and raises the dead. Yeah. And I was able to prove it from the scriptures. Yeah. So, if you have a sickness in your body that is maybe going and coming back, or have not left your body despite many prayers, you should check your holiness. Yeah. Because if you are able to have true holiness by the power of God, you will be healed immediately. In fact, you are not likely to fall sick. If you are able to attain true holiness, you won't visit doctors again. Yeah, so there is connection there, but many Christians are not seeing it. So if you are able to trust God for power to live holiness 100%, you will hardly fall sick. And if there's any sickness, it will suddenly disappear. If there's any sickness in your life, it will suddenly disappear. If you want to prove what I'm saying, try it. even to prove if what I'm saying is true or not. From today, continue to pursue complete holiness, not the incomplete one many of us are doing. I mean serious holiness, where you watch everything you think in your mind to make sure that they align with the mind of Christ. And then you watch everything you say, you watch your lifestyle, you watch your dressing and everything. If you pursue that kind of holiness, there's no way you'll be bound by sickness. It's impossible. Because it is the same power that makes us holy. That is also the same power that takes away sicknesses and diseases and gives us health. So you are going to pray. Yeah, real holiness comes with power. If you don't have the power, it's not possible. Yeah, those that don't have the power, what they do is they fake it and they practice self-righteousness. Yeah, to really have the same nature that is in Jesus, that is completely obedient and pure, you need the power of God. Holiness is a miracle. It doesn't happen because you can discipline yourself. Of course, denying yourself and exerting discipline on yourself is part of it, but that is not what will give you holiness. That is just you doing your own part. The real holiness comes by power, by the power of God. Yeah, not by the efforts of man. So you are going to pray that God will give you that power. And that is the greatest miracle of all. That is even why Jesus came into the earth, so that we can have this divine nature that does not sin. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, I release into my life the power to live holy in every day of my life. The power to live a pure life. The power to maintain a pure heart. Lord, give me that power. Let that power walk in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Say, oh Lord, I want to see that power work in my life. The power to live a pure life. A pure life. Like the saints in the Bible lived. The power to live a life of total obedience. The power to live a life of total purity. Oh Lord, give me that power. As you have said in your word, that those that believe in you have received power to become sons of God. Oh Lord, I want to see that power work in my life. Because I want to be a son of God indeed. I want to be a child of God indeed. I want to look like Jesus in character, in behavior, in mindset, in thinking. Oh Lord, release that power into my life. Release your power into my life to change me into a new man that can no longer sin against you. when tempted. Release that power into my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray three more prayer points, and then we'll round off the session. You're going to talk to God in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, which some of you know that verse offhand. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Recently, the Lord was giving me more understanding about that scripture. Yeah. Matthew 6, 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Yeah, the understanding the Lord was giving me is like this. He was showing me that in the kingdom of God, all that happens there is righteousness. The life the people there live is righteous. Yeah, and then he was showing me that in this earth, the life that is predominant is unrighteousness. Yeah, in this world, if you look everywhere, the lifestyle that is predominant, that everyone embraces, is lifestyle of pollution, lust, corruption, unrighteousness, addictions. Yeah, so he said that verse means that as a Christian, you create a new world, or maybe I should say you live in a new world inside this world. Yeah, that is what it means to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That is you are living in a new environment, more like you are living in heaven on earth. Yeah, so which means you must first consider that you don't belong to this world. For you to really seek the kingdom of God, you must first consider that you don't belong to this world. Yeah, and that you don't belong to the things of this world, that you have no attachment with the things of this world. You have no connection with the things of this world. So he said that is how to seek his kingdom. First, you withdraw yourself from the entanglement with the world. Then as you withdraw yourself, then that new atmosphere, divine atmosphere, begin to form in your life. Then you begin to live in heaven on earth, because God will surround your life with his presence, and that presence will make it easy for you to live righteous, to manifest his righteousness. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, withdraw withdraw me from every entanglement, or disconnect me from every entanglement I have with this wound. Disconnect me from every entanglement I have with the things of this world, with the pleasures of this world, with the ways, with the systems of this world, with the way they think, with the mindsets of this world. Lord, disconnect me from such entanglement. Open your mouth and pray like that, so that I can seek your kingdom indeed. Lord, disconnect me from every connection, every entanglement I have with the things in the world, with the ways of the world, with the lifestyle in the world, with the corruption in this world, with the pollution in this world, with the lust in this world, with the riches of this world. Every ungodly entanglement, unholy entanglement that I have with the things of this world, oh Lord, destroy them now. Disconnect me from them all so that I can seek your kingdom and your righteousness. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Two more prayer points. You're going to pray. Immediately you withdraw your focus from the things in the world, then the hunger for the things above will start rising in your mind. Yeah. Ask yourself, how much of God do I have in my thoughts in the 24 hours of every day? Within those 24 hours you have every day, how many of those hours do you use to think about God and His kingdom? How many hours, or how many of the 24 hours you get every day, do you use to think about God and His kingdom? This is how you will know if you are really seeking the kingdom of God or not. So it will be impossible for you to set your mind on the things above if you have not completely disconnected from the things in this world. It will be so impossible. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to help me to have strong hunger in my heart for the things in your kingdom, for the things in you. Help me to develop strong hunger in my heart for the things in you, for the things in your kingdom. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. That is how to seek God and His righteousness. Otherwise, you're just deceiving yourself, and you're just wasting your time as a Christian. That is how to seek God. When your heart is always panting after Him, your heart is always after Him, your heart is always thinking about Him, your heart is always longing for Him, that is how to seek the kingdom of God. Say, oh Lord, create in me such heart that longs after your kingdom, that longs after you. Always create in me such heart that longs after the things in your kingdom, the lifestyle in your kingdom, the principles, the standards in your kingdom. Create in me such heart that longs after the things in your kingdom. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point, if you read the last part of that scripture, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says, after you have sought the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all the things that the people of the world are rushing after, struggling to get, it will come to you effortlessly. When you seek his kingdom all the time, that's what it means by seeking it first. It means you seek his kingdom above all other things. And it also means that any other thing you seek next after his kingdom is for the purpose of his kingdom. That's what it means when the Bible says, seek ye first. It's not like it's saying, when you seek the kingdom, then you now go and start seeking other things that is in the world. That's not what it means. It means that you seek the kingdom above every other thing. And if you happen to be seeking any other thing, it is because of the kingdom you are seeking those things. I don't know if you are getting my point. So which means if you happen to have a job and you are earning salary, it means both the job and the salary is not because of you. It's because of the kingdom. Yeah, that's what it means. It means every other thing you do, you are doing it because of God's kingdom and because of God's righteousness. Not because of yourself. Yeah, because you can't seek the kingdom of God and you still care about yourself, your life. Jesus said, anyone that desires to save his life will lose it. But anyone that loses his life for his sake shall find it. Yeah. So every other thing you seek, you are seeking them because of Jesus, because of his kingdom, and because of his righteousness, because you want to live for him, because you want to please him. Yeah. And then it went further to say, when we have done these things, and as we are doing these things every day, everything the people of the world are looking for will be handed unto us effortlessly. So which means you don't need to struggle to prosper when your heart is always after God and his kingdom. You don't need to struggle to succeed. You don't need to labor so hard before you make progress. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, as I seek your kingdom first and your righteousness first in every day of my life, let me lack nothing. Make sure I you have promised, as you have written in your word. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Yeah. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, as I seek first your kingdom and your righteousness in every day of my life, oh Lord, let everything that I need to fulfill your purpose on earth be added unto me. Let everything that I need to be able to please you and serve you properly be added unto me. Let everything that I need to be able to be a blessing to my generation be added unto me. In the name of Jesus, let me never struggle to succeed. Let me not struggle to prosper. Let me not struggle to excel. Confirm this scripture in my life. Because I'm going to follow this scripture. Lord, confirm this scripture in my life. Confirm it with signs and wonders. Confirm this scripture in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. Lord, confirm it in my life with signs and wonders. Because I refuse to struggle to prosper. I refuse to struggle to excel. I refuse to run after money before I get money, before I spend money. I refuse to struggle to have riches and wealth. Lord, confirm this scripture in my life with signs and wonders because I'm going to follow what it says in every day of my life. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient. Thank you for your presence among us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that is enabling us to pray according to your will. Thank you for the answers we have already received to our prayers. Thank you for those miracles you are going to do in our lives that will shock everyone. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for showing us what we will enjoy if we live a life of purity and holiness. I ask, O Lord, that the power that make people holy, Lord, let that power appear in every life right here, right now, in the name of Jesus. The power that will change you completely into a new creature that cannot sin, let that power appear and walk in your life right now in Jesus' name. And as that power do the work, sicknesses shall have no place in your life. As the power of God do the work of holiness in your life, diseases shall have no place in your life. And not only that, poverty shall have no place in your life. And captivity and slavery and demonic oppressions shall have no place in your life. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. I pray for you that everything you lay your hands upon shall prosper. Everything you say to God secretly in your prayer altar, in your prayer closet, heaven shall answer them with haste, with speed, in the name of Jesus. The kind of favor you have not received before shall happen to you even now, in the name of Jesus. The grace of the Lord shall uphold you, and victory shall be yours as you fight the forces and powers of darkness. Great victories shall be yours. All the angels in charge of this ministry shall be released to ensure that you have mighty miracles in this season. And so shall it be. Thank you, Father, for we know that you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.